92.1 WVTK presents our local spotlight feature. Here's your host, Amanda Lee.
And welcome again to Local Spotlight. I'm Amanda Lee, and this is where we feature all kinds of great local folks from all over Addison County and above and beyond, too, who do great things. We're talking about the actors and actresses and people who are involved with great charity groups and people who just make an effort to do great things, like Eric and Heather, who are joining me today by phone from Digital Wish. How are you guys today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, great. Doing wonderful. Now, first off, what exactly is Digital Wish? To me, when I first hear the name Digital Wish, I almost think it's like a genie in a bottle for, you know, technology.
That's really close to the truth, actually. We run a website, digitalwish.org, and basically teachers make wishes, and then anyone who wants to support that teacher can make the wishes come true. And it's all for technology. That's why it's Digital Wish. So we have a wish listing feature on the website, and teachers just register. And there's over 50,000 teachers on the site that are making wishes, and we've granted 26,000 wishes in the last 20 months.
Wow. So, congratulations, guys. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, we've learned that a local school was a recipient of Digital Wish. First off, how were they selected? Did somebody nominate them? And what did they receive as, you know, the Wish recipients?
Oh, well, we do a lot of work in the local schools here in Vermont. And Addison is one of the schools that applied to become an eVermont town. And basically, they get one computer per child in some selected classrooms in grades 4 through 6. And we come in every week, and Eric can talk about the training that we do in the schools every single week during the school year. So they won. They were selected from a pool of about 45 different applicants.
Wow. That's incredible. Now, Eric, you helped them, you know, set up their computers. Now, what was that like, and what did you teach them?
Oh, it was awesome. The excitement and engagement in the classroom just started from day one. We do a deployment day where we come in and we hand out the computers. The principal and the teachers are involved, and we usually get community members in there. And it's just really incredible to see the excitement within the classroom and really what it does for the teacher's curriculum. We start with digital citizenship, and we cover about 6 major units. We'll do everything from reliable research and presentation software to just simply teaching responsibility, respect, and safety with technology and internet usage. We teach tech programs like Prezi and podcasting, how to create blogs and other things as well. So it's nice being able to bring these tools to the classroom and then talking to the teachers and seeing how we can make it tie in with their curriculum that they're currently covering.
That's awesome. You guys do just such wonderful things. I'm so happy that, Addison was a recipient of it. And just to see that firsthand from you guys, that's really neat. And technology can be sometimes an overlooked medium. I mean, we're all the adults here walking around with our smartphones and our iPhones, and, you know, we're connected to everything, but there's still schools and still kids that don't have that access. I mean, we were talking off mic about, you know, I know people in my town that are just, you know, still on dial-up. So how can other schools get involved? How do they contact you?
Well, this particular grant that we're working with in Addison was through eVermont. And eVermont hit 24 schools across Vermont, and it's a community broadband project. So it's really to teach people how to use the internet more effectively. As far as contacting Digital Wish and finding out about hardware and software.
Teachers all across the state can register on Digital Wish. It's totally free, and they can make their wish list. Any donor, supporter, parent, family member, community member can go online and grant wishes, especially with the holiday season coming up. You know, we would encourage everybody in the listening area to go and look for your favorite school teacher and make a donation for the holiday season. When we go into a school initially, you would be amazed at how little technology the schools have. Their budgets have been cut extremely, sometimes slashed, and the teachers have such a need, and they really want to do more technology to engage the kids. The biggest gain that we find is always in student engagement when we walk into a classroom. Kids get really excited when the teaching changes from the old chalkboard and textbook strategy to a new shiny laptop with, a rugged laptop that's really durable and sturdy, and they can go on the internet with it. So
Well, thank you guys so much for joining me on the show. You guys do fantastic things in the schools, making those digital wishes really do come true. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Amanda.
Now, if you guys want some more information about Digital Wish, if you're a school or a parent out there that would like to get involved, you know, maybe there is that school out there that's still on dial-up and Windows 95 like I was a couple years ago, log on to their website. We have some links right on our website at 921wbtk.com, so you can get there about two clicks away. So get involved with Digital Wish. It's a great program. Your Weather Channel forecast, the Go Green Ride at 5, and Michael Bublé are all on the way next.
Would you like to be part of Amanda Lee's Local Spotlight? Get the scoop and learn how right now at 921wvtk.com.